Oh, morning once again. It's 8:30. It's Saturday. It's February the 6th, 2016. It's crazy. I can't believe it. And what's really interesting, and I don't know if I should mention this, I actually had a really good week at work. I mean, it started out a little rocky, and frankly, last week kind of sucked. And it wasn't because of the job. It had nothing to do with the job. Actually, I really like my boss, and the work situation's as normal as work situations are these days, but it's not so bad. No, last week was a little messy because I've kind of let a lot of stuff get to me recently. Really since September, as I've mentioned before, I've let a lot of stuff get to me. I've kind of just, allowed a lot of morbid thinking to settle in, and I'm working on, pushing that out and getting rid of it. There's a really bright person I know in Austin who probably would say, Dan, you need to expel that negativity, and I am working on it. Anywho, I had a really good week at work, and I've been thinking about a few things. And today I was thinking about cryptocurrencies. Now, I need to give you guys some preface. I have a background in algorithms. I understand cryptography. I've actually written my own hybrid encryption before. I've, experimented with various encryption schemes. I've worked mainly with like the Rijndael cipher, which is a symmetric cipher. But, I've also worked a little with RSA and some other ciphers. And the truth is that, it's a topic that's always intrigued me. I once sort of thought, at one point I was reading about the symbologists back in the 60s during the period of early artificial intelligence research, and the sort of the symbologists who were focused on symbol manipulation and logic engines and things like Prolog and automated theorem provers. And it was sort of intriguing to me. It was intriguing. I actually, at one point, thought, well, what if you could develop the universal decryption algorithm? And let me explain what I mean by that. Let's assume, for the sake of argument, that there was some unifying property to the sequences of integers that exist within the universe in terms of how they are both constructed and deconstructed. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but what I'm really saying is that there is some mapping that exists between deformations within the integer numerical space, which actually doesn't roll off the tongue either. But what if that were the case? What if you could create the ultimate code breaker? Like, we're talking about an algorithm that could decrypt any message, no matter how strong the encryption. It could be the strongest RSA encryption you could imagine, but the universal code breaker could decode it. Well, wouldn't On some level, wouldn't that also be the universal problem solver or the universal, answering machine? I mean, and when I say answering machine, I don't mean it just answers the phone and takes a message. My God, that's not what I'm saying. No, I mean, it would be like a wisdom machine. Like, you could ask it any question about the universe and it could tell you the answer. Now, that sounds crazy, but what I was really contending is that there's some connection between decryption and, the investigational process of observing nature and learning about it. Like, there was some relationship between decryption and discovery. Now, that sounds a bit crazy, and some people would consider it crazy, but often we don't see patterns unless we rearrange the numbers. The numbers don't always tell a story unless they get shuffled a bit. So, anywho, I've thought a lot about cryptography over the years. It is not my area of specialization as a software engineer. Frankly, my heart is in the field of knowledge discovery and, data mining and business intelligence, but my wallet works in the world of MVC.NET, C Sharp, JavaScript APIs, and that's not so bad because, like I said, I like my job. So I've thought a lot about cryptocurrencies, and let me just tell you up front that I understand the mechanics well enough. I haven't had a chance to look over all the source code for Bitcoin or all the source code for any of these other cryptos. Frankly speaking, I understand the mechanics well enough to I just don't really need to look at the code. I understand these universal hashing schemes. They kind of make sense. And from a number theory perspective, they are kind of powerful. If you want to limit a set, you engineer complexity for discovery into the set itself. So as the set grows, the set must grow at a slower rate. It can't grow faster because there simply isn't enough computing power for it to grow faster. There's enough time in the universe for it to grow faster. So these very large, blockchain hashing schemes make sense. And so I've never really been against cryptocurrencies or Bitcoin in particular. I've always questioned them as these kinds of investment schemes because I could totally see using Bitcoin as a kind of a wallet system, or Bitcoin as a kind of short-term cash card system, where I can carry my money around with me. But I would never in my life say, oh, well, because this problem is really hard to solve, and it is really hard to solve, and because it's so complex, ergo, Bitcoin must be worth a lot of money. And I just don't think that argument holds. There are very difficult problems in mathematics and computer science, and people often solve them, but they don't translate to billions of dollars. So it's hard for me to say that I believe that the actual network itself of Bitcoin or these cryptos, the actual blockchain, is necessarily worth more than a really efficient ATM network. Now, a really efficient ATM network or legal verification network or academic verification network, or you name it, because cryptos have so many applications, a framework like that might be worth a lot of money, but I just don't know how much. So I'm basically someone on the sidelines. I don't want to put money into Bitcoin. I don't want to put money into any crypto. I'm of the opinion that even though these might be finite sets for any given crypto, I don't believe there's any proof that exists in mathematics yet that says that the universe of possible cryptos is finite. And since that's probably true, I almost think like it makes more sense to be a metacoin and simply mine the first 20% of all these, number series that can be applied as another kind of crypto. Because essentially, these different cryptos work on the basis of different types of number series. And in number theory, there are many kinds of number series. There are prime numbers, Fibonacci numbers, you name it. And so there are all sorts of potential schemes for the blockchain. I don't think it's a limited scheme. I don't think it could only be Bitcoin. I mean, Bitcoin was there first, and that's wonderful. But I'm also not entirely convinced I'd want anybody to monopolize this because that's part of the problem I have with fiat currencies. I don't even care if your argument is, well, Dan, it will just be so much more efficient if there's this giant Bitcoin monopoly on everything. No, listen, even if that were true, I will take a little less efficiency for a little more of my own personal security, which means my own personal security. I'm not talking about the government's security. I don't give a f That's not my fucking concern. My concern is my security and also the security of the people I love. So yeah, anyways, I'm not anti-Bitcoin, I'm not anti-cryptos. I'm simply someone who sees them for what they are. And for what they are, they may have wonderful uses. I can imagine a journeyman academic model in the future that amounts to a crypto model where people literally, instead of going to universities, they study with experts and then they get the experts to certify within the crypto scheme. That would be the ultimate, I think, efficient alternative to the current, go to college and go into debt model. And in that model, you could carry the record of you worked with, Mr. X, who's an expert in this, and you worked with Dr. Y, who was an expert in this. Not that I think the universities are going away. I do think they're going to shrink because that's what happens in times like these. it's sort of inevitable. It's just that people don't really want to wake up to it yet. That's understandable too. Anyways, one of the problems you run into with cryptos, obviously, is in the outer generations of the coins. Not the early generations, by design, are easy to mine. It's the outer generations, the ones where you get really close to the end, that the amount of mining equipment becomes horrendous. And that's because the blockchain simply gets bigger and bigger and bigger. The bigger the blockchain gets, the more difficult it is to find that additional coin. So given that, it's really hard, because people say to themselves, well, I'd like to get into mining cryptos, but how would I do it? I mean, what would be the scheme for doing it? And I was thinking about that this morning, and I'm about to propose something. I don't even know whether it would be feasible or functional, but it theoretically could be. You know, 2016 is different in many ways, but back in the day, your average web browser really didn't have very much power. I mean, most web browsers like Chrome, well, there wasn't a Chrome, but a web browser like IE back in the day, or even fucking Netscape, there just wasn't a lot of power, because the computer didn't have a lot of power compared to what we have today. So what if there was a way to mine cryptos by distributing parts of the problem to people's browsers? So essentially what you do is, yeah, it takes longer. I mean, this would obviously take a very long time. And in that sense, I don't know if it would take too long. But I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't. Because if there was some way you could take the difficult problem of mining one additional coin and splitting it into like 10,000 or 100,000 smaller problems, and then distribute those to browsers as basically JavaScript to run within the context of the browser. Now, people might say, well, Dan, that sounds crazy. How would you make that work? And honestly, because I don't work in the field of crypto, I would need to work with a crypto dude to even hash this out. But the idea is to basically do something like what SETI at Home was doing many, many years ago, where people would download an application that would run on their computer, but it would basically communicate with SETI or the SETI at Home organization, and it would solve smaller parts of the bigger problem, which was, you know, sifting through all these messages from outer space. Well, this is a little different, but in many ways it's not that different, and browsers are so much more powerful now that I think you could do this with JavaScript. So essentially, you could say, hey, you know what, you go to this website, it gives you a cookie, you log in, you get yourself recorded, And technically speaking, you get fractional ownership of whatever fractional part of a coin you mine. And who knows, if people leave their browsers on all day, even at work, a person could theoretically rack up maybe a coin, you know, every 6 months or something, or maybe even every year. But if the coins become really expensive, and that's what it looks like, they're going to settle on something that's going to be high, like that $200 or $300, maybe even higher, maybe $1,000, who knows, could be $1 million a coin. If coins become that expensive, then why wouldn't you leave your browser on at work? Even if you're only part of that solution, even if you're only mining a fraction of that problem, you're still making money, you know, you're still mining, and in a sense, you're working as part of a virtual computer. So anyways, It really is despairing I'm talking about this. You know, there's a blogger I follow called James Howard Kunstler, and he's a great writer. And it's like, if he heard me talking about cryptos like this right now, I don't know, he'd probably be disturbed, because this is kind of like ridiculous. I mean, there is no future in mining bitcoins. There's a future in food and water and shelter. There's a future in those things, but there's really no future in mining Bitcoin. I think it's great that people do it, but honestly, that depends upon, you know, us making it through a very difficult period of economic history. And I'm not entirely convinced we're going to get on the other side and find ourselves using Bitcoin. But that doesn't mean people shouldn't do it. And frankly speaking, if they can, you know, if somehow the legitimacy can be maintained, in a few years I might find myself working, I shouldn't say working, using, you know, a card that essentially is like a Bitcoin wallet. I can imagine that. It's not impossible. It's not unreasonable. if everybody can be their own bank, that's not a terrible thing. We're not quite there yet, but we're getting there. Anywho, this whole thing about using browsers, I was going to call it BroCoin, and I don't know, BroCoin is probably already taken. I should check GoDaddy for BroCoin.com. But actually, it could be fun. I just don't know. I don't do crypto currency stuff, so I would have to meet a guy and talk to a guy. Anyways, you guys have a great Saturday thinking about BroCoin and mining coins in your browser. That's a future.